This is the difference of attitude, actually. Normal attitude of the people is to look around for the goodness to absorb. When you're looking at someone and you want to learn something from that someone, you're waiting for some goodness to be handed to you. When you're looking, when you find a peer, what do you ask a peer? To give you the good thoughts. No, that's not the way. Because imagine that I'm walking around and I'm looking for that beautiful, fantastic wine. And I'm going to no matter what wine store and I beg everyone to give me a good wine. What will happen? What will happen if one of those winemakers is silly enough to pour the good wine in here? If my cup is filthy, no matter what the good wine you drop in it, it's filthy. I have to clean up first. Right? Remember at the beginning of this book I said the first part is to know what the problem inside is, to take care of this, because if you don't clean up this, you have an intention to have the good wine and they will give you the good wine because they are the givers. But you spoil everything because you mix it with the filth already in the cup. And we have that filth inside, which is the intention that paras. Personal interest. First, I have to clean up my personal interest, then receive the message. He said, look at these people, Ram Mohammed. They didn't know. They knew everything. But, and they wouldn't ask Mohammed what's the good stuff. They would always ask him to explain how this dervish stuff in me is working. Explain the weakness to me. Because first I should take care of that. And here he used one word which is not that translatable, was makr, nafse un. Was translated deceitful of the ghoul like soul. What is ghoul in English?
Ghost.
Same word. Even more than a ghost. It's
like it's more of
an
a
evil.
A
ghoul, but well, it's an Arabic word.
Yeah.
And it's the same meaning. It's like a monster of some sort.
It is like this. Ghoul. First of all, ghoul is like the Persian word div. Means upside down. Opposite of the human being. That's ghoul. What is the opposite of human being? The other part of the humanity. You see, like yin and yang, ghoul is that negative part of this good one. So ghoul is a person, but the negative person. Here, nafs is ghoul. You know the word nafs.
Yeah.
You have to. Would you please explain what is nafs? Don't forget the meaning of the vowel fa'il, which is nafis. Now you're in trouble. Because when you say to an Arab, explain nafs, immediately he will think of ego, the negative part.
But you also.
What vowel fa'il? Nafis means the worthy, the fantastic worthy one, valuable one,
precious
one. Because nafs means the real essence of something, the essence of being. That's why nafis is good, because when you say this chair is nafis, means this chair has a lot of chairness in it, is the real chair itself. It's not something else. That's how it becomes worthy. It doesn't carry the word in it, because the originality, not out of that. So nafs is the original us. Ego is my origin. It could be good, it could be bad. And you're all confused with the bad part of it. Because when they say nafs, normally they refer to nafsul ammare, right? And nafsul ammare is the ego, is the one who is dictating to you, he is the master of you, he's trying to order you and push you around. You see, I'm talking about ego, right? But really, because nafs means self. When I said this chair is the real chair, I was referring to the self chair, right? That's what the nafs is. Therefore, the origin part of me, my original existence, who is pushing me around, is my intention and is bad. But guess what? There is nafsul mutma'inna, which is the place of faith in me. The believer one, which is the fantastic one. So nafs could be good or could be bad, and Rumi knows that. We refer to nafs as the ego, as the negative one, as the pusher, and the one who is ordering me to do the negative things, the wrong things. Here you define it. This is nafse qul. And this is that part which is upside down and is negative. And this is the creator of Mac. Mac, again, is the same thing. Mac is trickery. A clever one who could trick you is Makar. And in normal Arab language, when you say somebody is Makar, it's, oh, this is someone you shouldn't trust him. Right? And guess what? Who is the most Makar? God. But they will put an khayr. God will say, I am khayrul makirin. If you want to go to trickery, I'm the fantastic good tricker. Goodness, khayr, comes over there, which is not only goodness, because khayr is choice itself at the same time. So when you talk about these words in Arab language, none of them has positive or negative in it. It has both of them. So you should define it. Definition comes with the sentence and the adjective and how it relates to another part of the sentence. When they talk about, for example, I believe that it's said that in Arab language there is no bad word to use. Swearing doesn't exist in Arab language. Fosh doesn't exist. Because fosh itself is not swearing. Is open to public. When something is not supposed to be open to public, but it is open to the public, this is bad. That's what fahisha comes from. Fahsha is that. But in the language itself, the words, they have both positive and negative. This is one of the fantastic tricks in that language. So when you hear one word, normally, because of the education, and it depends how knowledgeable you are in the language, you put a positive or negative value on it. That's when your self-interest is tricking you and you are making it bad. Remember at the beginning when I said the devil is in you? Somehow you didn't like it. If the devil is not in you, nothing is in you. Because that devil is the twine of the angel in you. Eliminate one, the other one doesn't exist. swallow. To know that I have the devil in me and I have the angel in me, thanks God, because it gave me the choice. Now I could tend toward the angel.